And this should come with a health warning, really. It's the first Christmas story of the year, and it is almost Christmas in New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me.
But this year, the famous Rockefeller Center Christmas tree isn't bringing much festive cheer. As the giant Norway spruce was unwrapped after its two-day journey, branches appeared to fall off. Our correspondent from The Cut at New York Magazine is Claire Lampen. Claire, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for your interest in our tree.
Well, give us a description of the tree. It doesn't sound too flash.
Not from what I've heard. So to be fair to the tree, I haven't seen it in person, and I think that they're going to do some work on it. But as I understand it, when it was unwrapped after this, you know, huge two-day journey from central New York, police motorcade, the whole bit, it was a little anticlimactic. Very large, sparse patches started to show, and the boughs are very droopy and twisty. At least that's how it looks on social media. I think it was not what people were expecting.
Because what does it normally look like, this Rockefeller Center tree?
Well, they're always very big. So I think the criteria is it has to be over 75 feet tall. They're very full. And I mean, they all end up covered in, I think, 5 miles of lights. So very bright, maybe more light than tree, but very grand. And not quite so Charlie Brown, I think, as people were saying on Twitter.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what has the response been from people when they've either seen the tree itself or seen these pictures doing the rounds?
Brutal. So last night, as I was writing about this, Charlie Brown was actually trending on Twitter for this reason, because of the tree's arguable resemblance to the sad little sapling in the Peanuts Christmas special. But I've seen someone say the 2020 Rockefeller Center Christmas tree looks like 2020 feels. It's a popular sentiment. 2020 on brand, the Christmas tree for Rockefeller Center looks like they forgot there was an assignment due and this was the best they could find. Did they drag it down the highway is another. And
did they drag it down the highway? That seems a bit harsh. Look, thank you very much, Claire Lampen. I hope it looks rather better when it's got its 5 miles of lights on. You've got to hope so, eh? And indeed, the Christmas tree has taken umbrage to the online onslaught. It's tweeted via the Rockefeller Center. Yes, this is real. A Christmas tree's tweeting. It says, "Wow, all you must look great right after a two-day drive, huh? Just wait till I get my lights on."